Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pete Sepp is our guest. Pete is president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Support the work, the excellent work that they do and have been now for a long time. Pete, thanks again for being here. There's some specific... We're talking about tax reform, folks. Pete's given us some good reports on this, some of the hard work that he is, his organization are doing to lead not only his organization, but to partner with other parties with maybe chambers of commerce and different trade groups out there who may represent your industry, and their desire to have. As we said earlier, to make sure the government gets every penny they need and not a penny more, there are some specific tax relief bills, right, Pete, we can talk about?
Yes, absolutely. The House of Representatives, for example, has just passed legislation called America's Small Business Tax Relief Act of 2015. And one of the provisions that's really important is it would make permanent the pre-2014 expensing amount that businesses can take, small businesses,
that's
$500,000. And that is a same-year deduction for capital investments. And what's important here is that takes us toward better, simpler tax system by basically eliminating the need for complex depreciation schedules if you make a large investment up front, and you happen to own a small business.
Which
I think
fits
that's a step forward.
Which fits the nature of fixed assets these days. I'll give you an example. Over the weekend, I was with a friend of mine who owns a motor shop. He sells electric motors, and he doesn't have nearly as much repair work anymore. Because if your 50 horsepower electric motor, which is a big electric motor, if it goes out, you're more likely to just to throw that one away and get a new one than to repair it. So the point is that the direct expensing fits more and more of our fixed assets these days than the old days when you buy a piece of equipment and use that same carcass, so to speak, for the next 25 years.
Yes, that's very important. Makes the tax code more nimble and more flexible for today's business
model. But that permanent part, that's the big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We have to get off this merry-go-round of every year or every 2 years where we have major provisions, things like research and development tax credit that's on a 2-year leash or even a 1-year leash.
1 year. And they renew it 11 and a half months after it should have been in force without any sense of shame, Pete.
Yes. That's the other thing. They do this retroactively now. And, you know, many people were talking about how, oh, it's great that they renewed 55 so-called tax extenders last year. It was pretty much December when they did it. What people don't realize is they aren't renewing it for this year. They were renewing it for the previous year so that people could claim them on their tax
return. That's right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, as I say, without any sense of shame. That's the reason why permanent is so important. Because we can't count on shame or reasonableness to come to play up there, can we?
No. And if you're a business owner, you need that kind of assurance that, well, Congress may, through an act of law, end up changing a deduction like this, but at least it won't be on some automatic expiration date.
And maybe if we can get this made permanent, we can get other things made permanent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what are some other that you're working on?
Well, another important provision is protecting S corporations from extended periods of punitively high taxes. That happens when they convert from a C corporation to an S corporation, and there's this bubble where they can face a tax rate of 35% or more while they're doing this conversion. That's, of course, again, an unresponsive tax code mm-hmm. to today's business environment. If you need to convert your status from a C to an S corporation, you don't need this kind of tax albatross hanging around your neck for
right.
years and years on end. It's, 10 years easily that this can happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even intentional, right? It's not like somebody wanted this to happen. Isn't this one of those things that it just sort of fell through the cracks of logic and when they were putting it together?
Yes, it's a quirk in the tax code, and
so fix it.
Yes, it's not that hard, and it's incredible that they have to take this long to get around to fixing it. That last
yeah.
extenders bill, they had technical corrections to the tax code going back 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
10 years worth of technical corrections.
Hmm.
Unbelievable.
Well, there's one more?
Oh, yes, yes. There's also a tax disparity when S corporations donate appreciated property. Again, small businesses getting penalized for donating a property as opposed to a partnership or an LLC. Again, what we're trying to do here is make the rules apply equally to as many forms of businesses as possible. That serves a goal of tax reform.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And Pete, I tell you what, we got to wrap this segment up. Why don't you give us a website, please, one more time?
That's ntu.org.
We come back, we're going to talk about a couple of other issues that Pete's tracking these days, and he'll have a good report on that for us right after these messages. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Pete Sepp. Don't forget NTU.org. I encourage you to go there. Find out what they're doing. I think when you do, you'll want to support them. Stay with us.
Down to New Orleans.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.